One nickname for the state of Connecticut is the Land of Steady Habits, an allusion, according to the Dictionary of Americanisms on Historical Principles, to the, quote, strict morals of its inhabitants. But in the last decade, Connecticut's governor, its state treasurer, some members of the General Assembly, and a string of Connecticut mayors have pleaded guilty or been found guilty of crimes. NPR's Mike Pesca has this look at a state trying to live up to the high standards claimed by its nickname.
So this land of steady habits stuff, is that a lie, a delusion, a failure to notice that about half a dozen major corruption cases have gone down in the past few years? Actually, says former Connecticut gubernatorial candidate Bill Curry, in the minds of Connecticut's citizens, the feeling is real, and that's what makes it dangerous.
Not only did no one see it coming, but they couldn't see it after it came. They couldn't see it when it came right up and kissed them on the nose, because it just wasn't part of our self-concept.
Like the town where you never had to lock the doors, Connecticut was ripe to be robbed blind. Curry's been saying this for years. He said it in his run for governor in 1994 and again in 2002, where each time he was defeated by John Rowland.
I may be the only living American to lose two statewide elections to a multiple felon, and that is the kind of thing that makes you think.
Losing to a fellow who pleaded guilty to mail and tax fraud and served 10 months in prison hasn't made Curry any less expansive and insightful, or, let's say it, amusingly bitter. As for why there's so much corruption, much like state contracts in the Rowland era, there's plenty of blame to go around. Curry thinks the media abdicated their watchdog role. He believes cultural values are weak, how we prize private fortunes above public service. But mostly Curry blames the central role of political donations in elections. And from this, Curry draws hope.
We could end corruption if we really mean it. You don't have to change the basic character of the species in order to have less corruption. You just have to change the law.
So Connecticut did. Andy Sauer is executive director of Common Cause Connecticut.
The contact between those who would corrupt and those who have been corrupted started with a campaign contribution. We said that if Connecticut was really going to change its culture of corruption, it had to change the way campaigns were financed.
The clean election law is considered by its proponents to be among the strongest in the country. If you're running for the Connecticut State House, you need only raise $5,000 in small increments to qualify for a $25,000 subsidy. So far, one election has been conducted under these rules to replace a representative who died in office. Jason Perillo won that race and opted into the clean election system, but still remains a skeptic.
I, and I'm sure a lot of other people, have some philosophical problems with the state of Connecticut paying for my balloons and my opponent's mini orange footballs.
Clean election laws or not, some politicians think they have a license to pilfer. Lenny Grimaldi has seen that firsthand. He was an advisor and friend to Joseph Ganim, wunderkind mayor of Connecticut's largest city, Bridgeport.
Politicians can rationalize anything. When you have a feeling of self-entitlement, you know, his attitude was, I'm a mayor, I'm doing a great job, the people love me, so why shouldn't I get a little piece?
The piece added up to a whole lot of money and a whole lot of jail time for the former mayor. Grimaldi himself served 10 months for his role in the scandal, but today Grimaldi is building his life back up. He even has a blog about Bridgeport politics, which benefits from his been there, done all that insight. And Grimaldi says Connecticut politics are getting cleaner, mostly because high-profile trials have sent a message.
I didn't have the guts to say no to a person I liked.
If that temptation came to you now in 2007, after this string of corruption, do you think you'd be able to say, well, look at all this prosecution. I think this is stupid to take the money at this point.
God, I would run as far as I could. I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Prosecutions and election reform are big pieces if you're gluing back together the cracked vase that is Connecticut's reputation. But Bill Curry says that dirty politicians will always find a home if voters don't demand better.
It suggests that you live in a nation of impulse shoppers. You know, everybody just has attention deficit disorder. You can send an entire generation of politicians to jail, and the very next generation goes ahead doing the same kinds of things.
Or a citizenry can assert itself by taking notice and questioning the steadiness of bad habits some politicians have picked up along the way. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.